This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I'm at the Missio Nexus Conference, and I've got Joe Hanley of Asian Access with me here, and he mentioned this study, this global study that's got some interesting results. Joe, can you fill us in a little?
Yeah, Gordon Conwell has a global center for the study of Christianity, and it's got some fascinating new research that they've just published about the growth of the church in various parts of the world. And what's fascinating in particular for us at Asian Access is we serve the Asian church, so countries all across Asia. And as you look at this research, one of the places that the church is just growing like gangbusters really rapidly is in the continent of Asia. Several countries in this research are highlighted because of their growth rates in the church. And what does that mean for us? It's pretty substantial. These are countries where the church is outpacing the leadership training systems of their country. So all across these different nations, you have the church is growing like crazy, but there's not enough Bible schools and seminaries and leadership institutes like Asian Access that are helping them prepare for this phenomenal growth. And so this is a unique season as the gospel advances across this area for the hope of Christ. But in order to do that well, you need solid leaders. Most of the research that we see says that, you know, the church rises or falls on the quality of their leadership. You know, one of the generals in American history said, you win the war based on the leader. And so as the pastor goes, so goes the church. So coming alongside these leaders of the Church of Asia is going to be crucial for the future, as we see from these stats from the Center for Global Christianity from Gordon Conwell.
And we'll get into the details in a second, but I'd like to know, why does Asia hold the places where Christianity is growing the fastest?
There are many reasons for that, I would presume. I think part of it is many of the countries that are in Asia have restrictive environments. Those could be restrictive in a political sense, or they could be restrictive in a religious sense. And there's other reasons too. But in those restrictive environments, people are hungry for something that's deep within their soul that they're missing. So it could be a spiritual gap that's missing. It could be a sense of just liberty and freedom that they feel oppressed. And in those environments, you have this hunger, a desire for something fresh, something that fills your soul. And so many of these countries are growing because of this sense of pressure or persecution or lack of freedom. And in those environments, you see the church is very attractive because it gives them newfound hope, a sense of, wow, there's freedom in Christ. This is different than anything I've ever seen before. And so I think those are a lot of the reasons. They're not the only reasons, but those are a lot of the reasons why you see the church growing so fast in these parts of the world.
And you guys specialize in training the pastors. So can you take a moment to tell us more about that and kind of its difference in Asian culture? Because I understand that comes into it as well.
Right. Many cultures, you know, every nation in Asia is a different culture. So there's no one Asian culture. But oftentimes, one of the things that is needed greatly in the church is a sense of empowering people. And many of the leadership systems don't really come alongside in an empowering way. They're more of a, hey, you listen to me, you do what I say, and then that's it. But it doesn't really release the church. And so what are the unique things that Asian Access brings to the table, and we're not the only ones, but we're one of the few, is a unique process that goes over a two-year period where 12 to 15 key pastors or leaders come together to learn from one another. So they learn a different model of leadership, a leadership style that maybe fits the disciples a little better, where Jesus came alongside, you know, he came down, become a man, and incarnated the gospel in front of us. In that environment of the disciples, 12 at a time, learning together, learning in community and learning to work collaboratively with one another, it becomes inspiring, and it releases these pastors to a new form of leadership. Many of them will come to me and say, wow, I've been transformed as a person, as a leader. I lead in an entirely different manner. In fact, one story that is quite interesting is several years ago, many of the pastor's spouses in Cambodia came to the leader of our work there in tears, and he was worried. He said, oh no, what did I do wrong, right? So these spouses came up to him and said, thank you. We hate it when our husbands or, you know, whatever, when they go to leadership conferences because they leave us abandoned at home alone to take care of everything for a whole week and they go have fun. And then not only that, but no one's there left to lead the church. So guess who gets stuck? Not only are we managing the family, but we're managing the church problems. But something different happens at Asian Access. They go there and they come back and they're washing the dishes. They're doing the laundry. They're doing diapers. And they start training up other leaders so that when they go away, there's other people to handle the problems at the church. And so now, when we hear about Asian Access, we say, please go, please go. Whatever's happening there, we want that. So that's just a little example of the types of things we see.
I'm sure many American women would probably want that too. Yeah. But thinking, just as you were touching on the collaboration thing, it made me think of a couple of the sessions I've heard here at Missio Nexus. Mm-hmm. Do you think if pastors here would collaborate more and learn from each other, would there be the growth that is happening in Asian countries?
I can't answer that fully because I don't know. Some of that's just the dynamic of God working in a country. However, I would say this, that I do have leaders come to me frequently when we're talking about what's happening in these countries in Asia and saying, can you please bring Asian Access to America? So I do get that dynamic. And one thing that I've noticed in the learning that's happened in my own life is that when I'm learning in a community, I tend to learn a lot more, rather than just when I'm just being told something. And so it's interesting to watch when you bring together people that have, you know, some experience behind them, and then you put someone in front of them that lights a flame, that sparks an idea, but doesn't just keep teaching, lecturing. Rather, they spark an idea and then they say, why don't you guys talk about this for a while? And then people all of a sudden start to say, well, what happens in your church? Wow, that's a brand new idea. I want to try that in my church. And what do you do? And all of a sudden, this amazing synergy happens. And, you know, this is kind of embarrassing, but they'll frequently sometimes tell me, you know, Joe, you were a great instructor. We're so glad you came. You know, you are awesome faculty. Well, not quite that good. But anyway, they appreciate that I come. But they say, you know, the real learning occurs when we're together, learning from one another. We appreciate that you're bringing some fresh things for us to talk about, but it's in the dynamic of us learning from one another. And then what happens is they bond over time. And so all these pastors are from different walks of life, different denominations, different movements, different networks. In fact, many of them previously weren't sure they could trust one another. But as they start to learn in community, they start to say, wow, you know what? He's not so different after all. Okay, he's a little different than me in some areas, but we could work together for the kingdom. Maybe we should be planting churches together. Maybe we should be engaging our community together. And the unity that shows itself in the power of these churches working together collaboratively is quite amazing.
Last question that I can think of anyway. Why should our listeners care about this story, and what should they do in response?
So there, as this research shows, the church is growing like wildfire in these nations, and the desperate need is the same cry that one of my friends said to me. He said, Joe, please send us seasoned veteran leaders. We have no spiritual fathers. And so there's a desperation for leadership training all across many of these nations. And so it is the crucial question of the hour, is can we equip the church appropriately with the right cultural context and, you know, working in their language and culture? But that is the crucial question they're all longing for. Please come. I hear it everywhere I go. Please help us grow as leaders. So that's why we should care. What can you do about it? Of course, you can always pray. Praying is essential to the gospel's advance. You know, Jesus says, pray to the Lord of the harvest for workers to go. The second thing you can do is come, join us. You know, maybe you're one of those seasoned veteran leaders that you could come invest in the life of others, especially if you enjoy mentoring. That's what they're hungry for. And especially if you're not one of those people that just says, do it the way I tell you to, but somebody who just comes alongside and says, here's an idea, how can we process that together? Come, join us, see what's happening. And then finally, you know, it takes a number of resources to do this. Personnel resources, financial resources, the pulling together of these people, and we have huge financial needs. If you could come alongside and you feel led and you have the capacity to give, please give, help us out. So those are the three things. You can pray, you can get involved, and you can give.
All right, that wraps up all my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, but thank you. It was great being with you today.
And that was Joe Hanley with Asian Access. We're here at the Missio Nexus Conference. And Joe, just thanks again for being with us. All right.
Thanks.